Zog the Gemara daf kuf yud ches omid beis. The Gemara continues about the mile of someone that's ma'anik the Shabbos. Five lines from the top. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Omar. Nitzel mishibut goliyos. Someone who's ma'anik the Shabbos. The Gemara said before that yezeich to nachla b'li mitzorim. Yezeich to a nachla without any boundaries. Like Yaakov, where it says if ratz to yom v'ked mitzvayne v'negbo. Now Rav Nachman Yitzhak is saying, if you're ma'anik Shabbos, you're saved from shibut goliyos. How do we know this? So Gemara Ksiv Hocho, it says the Gabi Shabbos, the Poskin Yeshaya, that Vikafticha Bomsi Oretz, the beginning of the Poskin Kurosa, the Shabbos Oinek, Vikafticha Bomsi Oretz, Uksiv Hosom, and it says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Kal Yisrael, Atal Bomei Seimoi Tidroich, just like over there, Bomois is referring to that you will overcome your enemies, meaning that you will be. You won't be meshubit under them, but they'll be meshubit to you. So here also, the lashon of b'mei semoi that we find in Yeshaya, because of Shabbos oinik, v'kafticha b'mei oretz. So here also, it means that anik the Shabbos, the enemies, the Ovi Yisrael, will be meshubit to you, and you will be saved. You won't be, you'll be nitzel meshubit goliyos. Zog d'gmar v'ayt om rabbi yudam rav. Kol ma'anik zah Shabbos, noisle mishalos liboy. We give him all his requests, our answer, Shenemar, Shteit HaPoskin Tehillim, V'yis'anig al Hashem, V'yit'nucho mish'al Zibecho. Oinig Zeh, this Oinig that the Poskin is referring to, Eni Adem Mahu. What is this Oinig that we're talking about, that a person is mis'anig al Hashem, and then you receive mish'al Zibecho? Zog du Molek Shu Oimer, just like we find the Poskin in Yishai where it says, V'kros al Shabbos Oinig, Hava Oimer, Zeh Oinig Shabbos. So the Oinig of Yis'anig al Hashem is referring to Oinig Shabbos. So Mela, if you're me'anik the Shabbos, so v'yiten l'cho mish'alas libecho, so me'mela, noisa mish'alas liboi. Zog the Gemara, b'mama angoy, how you me'anik the Shabbos? Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yudah b'rei Rav Shmuel, b'ashilas mishmeid Rav Omar, b'tafshil shel tardin, a dish that's made out of tardin, beets, borscht, v'dogim g'doylim, and large fish, v'roshe shumin, and the heads of shumin, of garlic. So Rashi points out, Rashi says right away, tafshil shatardin choshvu, roshe shumin, chshuvin hoylohen. So Rashi's saying, it was choshev for them. Roshe shumin, the heads of garlic, was choshev for them. Whatever is choshev in every person's home, in their time period, or in their home, in that kufa that they're in, that is called b'ma'anik the Shabbos. You take the thing, that's choshev. Now, obviously, bosav yain that are be'etzem choshev, so that's avade nichlan oinik Shabbos. Zokim al-Bechir Barashi, Omar Rav, afilu dova mu'et, even if you do something minuscule, a small thing, it's hard for you, you can't afford it, but you're doing something small out of your way, l'chvoit Shabbos, osoy, afilu dova mu'et, l'chvoit Shabbos, osoy, hareze oinik, that's called oinik Shabbos. Zokim al-Mahi, what's an example of a dova mu'et? Omar Rapopa, Kosa de halseno. So Rashi, dagim ktanim mitugonim b'shemen, small fish that are fried in oil, karveyen uvekemach, together with the innards with flour, which is basically fish sticks, type of fish sticks, not expensive. If you do it l'chvoy Shabbos, dover mu'et, that's also called oineg. Zogdim o'vayt omer abchir barab omer abyechim nukolom shamash Shabbos kil chosoy. Whoever keeps Shabbos properly, afilo oyu davet zoga, kador enoish, even if it's Ovid Avodah Zorah, like Dor Enosh. So Rashi, Dor Enosh were the ones that started to be Ovid Avodah Zorah. The Chsev Oz Huchal Likoy. So even if you're Ovid Avodah Zorah, like Dor Enosh, Moichlin Loi, he's Zorah to a Mechila, even if it's Ovid Avodah Zorah. Shenemar, like it says, Ashre Enosh Yaseh Zois. And the end of that Pasuk is, Shomer Shabbos Mechal Loi, Altiki Mechal Loi, Elo Mochul Loi. So we see that he's Zorah to a Mechila, even though it's an Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zois, someone who is even Oiv HaVodah Zorah, it's Moichlin Loi. Now, obviously this means with tshuva. It's not the pshat, you're Oiv HaVodah Zorah, and you're Shem HaShabbos, you're Zoichet Mechila. But the pshat is, the Taz brings in Reish Membeis, that usually with tshuva, you still need Yisurin, that are Memarik. You need Misi, you need Yisurin, you need still for the Emiruk of the Averis that you did. Shmira Shabbos is in place of the Yisurin. So with the tshuva, you don't have to go through the Yisurin. Shmira Shabbos, you can be zeichet to a mechila even without the Yisurin. The Maral says Shabbos is gufa, the biggest tshuva, on Avodah Zarah. Because Shabbos is Eidus that you believe in the Eibishter, that he was Shavas B'yom HaShvi. So Melo, that's Gufa, the remedy, that's Gufa, the Tshuva, on the Etzem Avodah Zarah that you're doing. You might have been Ovid Avodah Zarah, but you see your inner Yetzer is Taka to be Shavas Shabbos, that means you believe in the Eibishter.
If Klal Yisrael would have kept the first Shabbos, then no Uma would rule over them. It says in the Pasuk, so there was a Chil Shabbos that took place, the first Shabbos, and it says right after that, so the Umois, he says, because Amalek is the Tchila that showed that it's not an Ambati Reitachas. So if not for Amalek, then the Umas wouldn't have been Shoilet of us either. So it's all because of that first Shabbos that it was a Chil that took place. And after it says, Aviyog Amalek, so that resulted in Shlita other Umas too.
But if Shomu Shabbos Yishoina, Lo Sholta Ba'um V'loshen, then no nation would have been Shoilet over us.
Zogt Gemar Omer Rabbi Yechim Mishum Mishim Ben Yechai, Il mole, Meshavni Yisrael, Shtei Shabbosos Kilchoson, if Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, all of Klal Yisrael Kilchoson, then Miyad Nigolin, we right away would be redeemed. Bezerch Tirgula. David Ram says, that's why, that after Gal Yisrael, we say, Vishomu B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. If you want to be Zerch to a Gulas Yisrael, so it's Vishomu B'nei Yisrael Shabbos.
Zog di Gemara, Staten Posse, Koyamar Hashem Lasarisim, Aishish Muru, Eshab Shri Sai, Uksib Basrin, it says right after that, Rabbi Yosim, Hakochi. So if you show me the Shabbos, then you're Zerch to Rabbi Yosim Hakochi.
Zog Dumor, Om Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chelki, Me Oichle Sholosh Sudos B'Shabbos.
I should be Zerch, I should have a Chelik apart from those people that Oichle Gimel Sudos B'Shabbos. So there's numerous Pshatim in the Mephoshim, what the Pshat is, Yehei Chelki. The Mashal explains that he came to say to show people are not so makbid in the hilchas of Achilas Gimel Sudas, so he wanted to show the importance of it. So he wanted to give it prominence. So he said, "Yechelki Hashem Bizoicha from the Achilas Gimel Sudas." Others explain it came lafuke Reb Chitka. Fakir that halach is like Rabbanu Nalag Reb Chitka. That's Gimel Sudas, not Dalet Sudas. Or Pshat is Yechelki, meaning that I couldn't afford. We said the Gemara before Reb Kiva, Aseh Shabbat Chol, but it's Tzarech Lebriyos. So I bet some couldn't afford three, because I can only afford two, like an oni. So Yechelki, I should be Zoicha to have the schus of having Gimel Sudas on Shabbos. Zog the Gemara similarly, Om Reb Yosi, Yechelki, me going me halal. I should be Zoicha to the people that are going me halal b'chol yoim. Say halal every day. Frag the Gemara, Eini, that's not a good thing to do. You're not supposed to finish halal every day. But Omer Mar, Hakorah halal b'chol yoyim, Hareza mechal from a gadif. It's like being mekalal de'ebishter. You're supposed to say halal only in certain occurrences. Chanukah, Zman of Nisim, Pesach. That's when you say halal. To say halal every day is minimizing in the Nisim. Fakert. When you say it only certain times, those are Nisim Agdoilim. And then through that, you're supposed to be Makin the Nisim Anistorim, the daily Nisim. But if you're saying Halal every day, then you're only being Makin Nisim Gdoilim. You're not coming to the Tachlis of, like the Ramban says, Mitoch Nisim Agluim or the Bola Hakin Nisim Anistorim. If you're saying it every day, then you're only being Mahal on the Gdoilim, not on the daily occurrences. That's what the Meshech Choch Moses says. You're supposed to be not say Halal every day, because Halal every day, Halal is on the Nisim Agdoilim. You're supposed to be Makin the Nisim Anistorim. And that's why it's mechar from a gadif. It's like mechar from a gadif. So how could you say yechelki migoy mehalal b'chol yoyim? Enter the Gemara. Ki kam rinon. What Rabbi Yosi said, chelki migoy mehalal, it means b'psuk de zimra. There's two mizmorim in b'psuk de zimra that say halos Hashem and Hashemayim, halu kel b'kotshoy, v'chulu. So those mizmorim say halal, numerous halals in there. So that's what he says. I should say b'psuk de zimra every day.
Zok the Gemara vayta. Omer Rabbi Yosi yechelki. I should daven daily when the sun is red. That means you're davening shachas in the morning right after Netzach Chama at sunrise, and you're davening mincha right before Shkiyu when the sun sets. Zog demor Omer Reb Chiya bar Abba Omer Reb Yechonon, mitzvah lespalim dimdu mechama. It's the ideal time to daven shachas biznetz and mincha before Shkiyu. Omer Reb Zera Mai Kor, where do we see this merumas in the posuk? It states in posuk yiro'ucha im shemesh. That means in the morning, you daven with the shemesh by the sunrise. And before the yoreach, before the moon comes out, which means before shkia, that's the man
of davening mincha. V'om Rabbi Yosi chalki mi meisei b'choli me'ayim, meaning I should be zoicha that the p'tira should take place through a choli me'ayim. The Omer Rav, the Omer Mar, Ruben shal tzadikim meisim b'choli me'ayim. Most tzadikim they meisim choli me'ayim, and Rashi explains shemis yaskin b'yisurin. This is unfortunately a terrible yisurin, but it's a miluk avoinus. Tosis says that he brings Rashi and he brings a read that says ki yesh b'medrash lemarek achila min ha'ayim. So like this, all the atayves achila through the intestines will be nismarek. You have the yisurin over there. Liyaz nikim v'tohirim kamalachi hashogas, and then you come up kamalachi hashogas and taka many tzaddikim loyelenu. They have pancreas cancer and in the stomach ailments, and that is taka a yisurin of milk. Zok the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yosi. Another statement he said, Yechelki mi meisei b'derech mitzvah, meaning I should deptir my he asked that his p'tir should take place while he's doing a mitzvah. Now that doesn't mean Isaac shluch mitzvah en nizokin. Shluch mitzvah en nizokin means that the derech that you're going on cannot be gurim ehezek. But the fact that a person's p'tira comes about while he's doing a mitzvah, that's ideal. Like some gedolim were nifta b'shas doing a mitzvah, davening ma'ariv, or b'shas saying mekadesh haShabbos by kiddush Friday night. The stories like that. So that's b'shas a mitzvah. So that's b'shas the mitzvah to be oisgan a mitzvah and then to be nifta.
I should be zoicha from those that are machnis Shabbos, that mekabel Shabbos Friday, like Tverya, meaning because Tverya was very low. It was like it was a low valley, and there were mountains surrounding it. So in Mela, you don't see the sun at an earlier point, and it's ready, so to speak, turning dark, turning shkia, but really it's still daytime. So like this, you mekabel Shabbos early. That's a Tosefes Shabbos. You mekabel Shabbos early. Umemoytzia Shabbos b'tzipoyre. Fakir, tzipoyre is on the top of the mountain. So over there, you're not gonna finish Shabbos. You're not gonna be moytzi Shabbos until the chametz shoka much further down, because after all, it's on the top of the mountain. So memela your ma'achel lotzeis. That's memaharim lovoy and memachim lotzeis, which is Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes in the beginning, Tosefes at the end.
The b'kveig over here in Gilgal Shabbos is mitzayin. Valdegazach is telling too that Yehei Chelki means the same Shabbos. The same Shabbos that should be in Tveria and in Tzipoyre. And Itakas brings that Tchila Shabbos b'Tveria v'afuki yoyma b'Tzipoyre, ki Tveria b'Tzipoyre is all called within the Trum. So in Mela, you can be makdim and ma'ache Shabbos all in the same Trum and starting off in Tveria and ending up in Tzipoyre.
I should be from those that gather Talmidim to come into the Beis Medrash, and not from those that tell the Talmidim it's time to eat lunch, time to go to eat, because then I'm taking them out. Yes, they have to eat, but I don't want to be the ones that tell them to stop learning, that it's time now to eat.
I should be zeichet to be the ones that are collecting the tzedakah,
not the ones that actually distribute to the aniyim. Because when you distribute, you have to make sure that you're giving the right amount to the person. Maybe he needs more, and you're not giving what he needs, or maybe you're giving too much for a person that doesn't really need it. So in Mela, it's something that you have to know exactly what you're doing, so you'd rather be from the collectors and not from the ones that physically distribute.
I should be from those that people are choshen me b'ksherim, that I didn't have avera, v'ein boy, but I don't have that avera. Obviously, if you have that avera, then it's not a good thing that they choshed you, because then you talk did that avera. But better to be choshed and you don't have that avera, so you have the schus, the kapora, that you choshed b'ksherim.
They were choshed me, and they did not have an avera. The Mashal says that this could be maybe referring to the Gemara in Bava Basra of Yud, where Rav Papa slipped when he went on a ladder, and he asked himself, why was that? Why did I get this punishment? So they told him that Shemi Oni Boli Yotcha V'Loi Panesosoi. Maybe an Oni came to him, he wouldn't refinance him. But he never had that. So he said, Yehi Chelki, for that taket happened to me. They were choshed me in something, ve'ein boi.
Zog demal, Om Rabbi Yosi, chomesh bilois ba'alti. I was boil 5 beers, and ve'notati chamish ha'gozim yisrol. And I had 5 sons that became great cedars, great gdolim. Who were those 5 sons of Man Inun? Zog de gemorah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yosi, Chalafte, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Aftilus, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nachm, Rabbi Yosi. Frag the Gemara, what about the other son? Veikav Vadimus? So the Gemara, no. Heine Vadimus, Heine Menachem, that is Menachem Rabbi Yosi. For my colleague Vadimus, why is he called Vadimus? Sheponov Doimin Leveret, meaning his face shone like a rose, but it really was Menachem. Now, Zog the Gemara, that he had these five sons with five beers, seems to imply he only had five beers. So Gemara, lememra, the Rabbi Yosi mitzvahs oina lekiyim, what about the Chiyav oina? He wasn't mekayim mitzvahs oina, he only had five beers. Enter the Gemara, ela eima, chomesh bilois ba'alti vishonisi. Like the Gemara says in Nida, now she brings, that if a person, actually the Gemara in Erevin, that if a person is zeichet to schorim, haroitze shiyo banav schorim, yival v'yishne, Erevin daf kufam beis. So Mimela, that's what he's saying. Five beers as boil v'nishne, and Mimela, I was zeichet to five schorim. Tosis says that we're talking about five Yevamos. He had five sister-in-laws, five brothers, that all of them died without children, and it was boil dafka bias mitzvah and not more than that, because he only wanted to do l'shem mitzvah. So Yibum, he only did bir yishoyna, and from the bir yishoyna, from all the five sister-in-laws, he was zecher to his five sons. I says, Tosis, shem du shalmi.
I never called my wife Ishti,
I called my wife Basie, and Rashi says she Iker Shel Bayis. She's the main part of the home. Akel Zabayis. She's the Iker of the house. I called her Basie. Veloshoyri Sodi, because the Iker of this field is the Shar. So I called my Shar Sodi. It's the Iker of the Sodi.
Zokti Gemara. I never looked because of tznius that he had in the mokum amila. So Gemara, is that possible? But Rabbi, they told Rabbi, my time called Rabbeinu Hakadosh. Why do they call you Rabbeinu Hakadosh? So he said,
so if Rabbeinu Hakadosh, Rabbi, they called Rabbeinu Hakadosh. So if Rabbi Yosi had the same mila, why didn't they call him Rabbeinu Hakadosh?
And then Gemara, no, Rabbi had an additional mila.
What was the additional mila?
Meaning he didn't even put his hand below his belt, and that's why they called him Rabbeinu Hakadosh.
Meaning, the walls of my home never saw the imre chaluki. That means the tefiras of my cloak, my inner cloak. Meaning, I always uncovered myself in a way that in a very tzniyazdik way. So they never saw the inside of my undershirt, so to speak.
I respected my chaverim so much. Whatever they told me, I would do.
At kedei kach, the Gemara says, I know I'm not a kohen, but Yosi wasn't a kohen. But im oimrim li chaveri alei leduchon, if my friends would tell me, go be noitzik apayim, ani oila, I would not want to disregard what my chaverim are telling me, and I would even be oila leduchon.
Now, Tosis over here, Bavon's right away. Ilohoyo oimli chaver ale leduchon lo yodari ma iser yesh bezor oil leduchon. What is the iser to be to duchon? Im loy mishum bruch lebatola. Shel kahanim omra teira levorich hazizol. The yevorecho is going to kahanim. So that's the iser. The iser is bruch lebatola. So the truth is, the Dake Moshe in Kuf Chav Ches, he's matmir already. There's a fair shagmar in Ksubis Nav Chav Dalet where the Gemara says there's an issa for a zar to be noisak apayim. So what do you mean he would follow through and he would duchen? So what's that the pshat? So some achrayim want to say that flaw in Ksubis that depends if you're going up together with other kahanim or you're going up yourself when there is no kohen. The difference is when there's other kahanim, so then there's a mitzvah on the kahanim to be mevarech, and there's a mitzvah on the klal yisrael to be mekabel the bracha, to stand ponim upon him. So that avada is the issa of an essay of a zohar to be oil leduchen when it's a time for him to be standing ponim upon him to mekabel the bracha. But if there's not together with other kahanim, so then taka there is no din of ponim upon him. That would not be the issa for a zohar to be mevarech. As I zok daflo.
I never said something that I said about something someone else. And if someone would ask me, did you say that about me? I would never say, no, I didn't say it about you. Because he held that whatever I say to someone in their face,
that's not called lashon hara if I'd say it behind their back. So sometimes people can say something about someone else, and when you face them, oh, I never said that about you. That's not lashon hara. He held that it's not lashon hara if I would say it to you directly. I would never retract. If I held something, I would say it to them directly. So Rashi, because sova kol milsa dem is amre ba'api mora, leis b'mishum lishna bisha. That's what he held. That's not lashon hara. So merely he never said something and retracted it if he was faced with the person that he spoke about. Zok du Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Teisili. Teisili means I should get the schar, the kiyamti sholosh shulos b'Shabbos, because as mekayim gimel shulos on Shabbos. So that's the gevaldige schar that is becoming to me. So the Mashor right away says, we know shteitin obvious al tiu kavodim am shamsh meserav am nasl kavod pras. So what do you mean Teisili? I should get the schar. So he says it doesn't mean the schar. It just means that they were mispalef for siyata d'shmaya. That they want to be medactic in the halachas of these mitzvahs in order to receive the siyata shemayim for it. Zokma Om Rav Yehuda Teisili the kiamti iun tefila, meaning I was mispalel with the proper kavona with iun tefila, and for that I should get the schar. Teisili right away says that iun tefila means kavona salev. Zok Teisili stated gemar in brachas hamayim b'tefilos is sofi b'le de kev leiv, that iun tefila is not a good thing. So he tells us there's two types of iyun tefillah. There's an iyun tefillah that's kavonas alev, that's good. The iyun tefillah in brachas that's kev lev is ha'u iyun de mitzapim mosa yasek oshbocha bakashosei. We're expecting Hashem to answer your tefillah. That is taka something that is ma'ayim b'tefillosei sofer lebole de kev lev. Don't expect to be answered. Meaning if you expect that it has to be answered, that is taka something that's not good. Then tells us fears always that Steht in Gemor get poshet in Bavbasa Kuf Samach Dalet. Shloishet Vogem in Odom Nitzel Mem B'chol Yoyim. There are three things that every person is nichshal in. Loshen Hora, Hira Avera, and Iyun Tvila. So Iyun Tvila is something that a person is nichshal in. So what does that mean? So here we're saying Kavonis Halev. And the Gemara in Brochus, it means it's Kev Lev. They expect it to be answered. So he says, that avad is not referring to that you expect your tefillah to be answered, because we're not saying that there's no such person that is not nichshal that he wants his tefillah to be answered. Why should everyone fall into that category? Many people don't fall into the category that they want their tefillahs to be answered and the cave lave that the chisaron of ma'ayim b'tefillosoi. Why should that be referring to that type of tefillah? No, but rather, Zoktesis, elav kahid shmaitzin. It's referring to the kavona salev. That is ein odom shein enitzah b'chol yoyim. Koloyim shein miskaven b'tefillah, because you're not miskaven karoi. You're mahar b'dvar macherim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. She efshele zoi k'ramina b'yushalmi. And he brings a Yerushalmi that says, mechzikine tivusa l'reisha t'chimot l'meidim minafshe kora. We have to be thankful to our head, because when it comes to meidim, by rote we bend down our head. So in Mele we see that we're davening sometimes by rote, and we're not ma'ayin kansin the tefillah, and that is that ein odom nitzel b'chol yoyim from iyun tefillah. The famous of Chaim Alevi in the Sefer on the Rambam, second shtickle, the first piece in Hilchos Tefillah, that the Chaim says that there's two dinim in Tefillah. There's a din of understanding Pirush HaMilim, back in the Rambam, and that's going on the first bracha. And then there's another din of you have to know that you're Oymel Lefnei Hashem. You have to know that you're Oymel Lefnei Hashchina. And that is Ma'akiv in all Yudches brachas, not just in the first bracha. And you have to constantly know you're Oymel Lefnei Hashem, and you can't veer off and be Mahar in something else. So the Chazanish and Glionis brings this Gemara in Kuf Samach Dalet and the Rishalmi. We see clearly that Ein Odom Nichshal B'chol Yoyim, and it's called a Tefillah. Gemara Taisim Babasa Vadiya says it's a Tefillah, just not a Tefillah Hetev. And you won't be Machzikusa Tivusa L'Roisha if it's not called Davening. So it's called Davening. So how could the Chaim say that it's not called a Tefillah? He says the Cheftza of the Tefillah is the Oymel Lefnei Hashem. So the Chazanish, we see clearly in the Gemara that it's a Tefillah even though you're Maharer, because subconsciously there is obviously still a idea that you're Oymel Lefnei Hashem. That's a famous Yisodis, the Machlokes Chazanish, Reb Chaim, is it called Misasik, is it not called Misasik? Ayin Shom. Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Huna B'Gei Tavshua, Teisali, meaning I should get reward in the Schar, the Lo Yisagino, Dalad Amis, Begilu Yroish. I did not go Dalad Amis with my head uncovered, so for that I should get Schar. That is a famous going in Bir Agro, in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ches, I believe it is, that he brings a raya from this sugya that the din of kisui roish is dafka b'shas tefillah and b'shas limud ha'teira or b'shas outside. But stamazay not to go begilui roish is a midas chasidus, and that's why he said tesili, because medina it's taka something that is not required the whole day. Obviously today we wear it all day, and it became a derech. But medina he spars from this sugya that it's meikra din, it's by Torah and by tefillah. Now the Mogen Avraham says that even though the Gemara says schar for dalar ames, mashma less than dalar ames, it's not even midas chasidus. Dr. Mogen Avraham, no, it's midas chasidus to go even less than dalar ames. Not to go with Gilui Roish. A Kabbalah, the Mogen Avraham learns that the Midas Chasidus is less than Dalai Lamas, and more than Dalai Lamas is Medina Osir, not Midas Chasidus. Ayin Shom. The Mashal and Simon Beis and the Mogen Avraham and Simon Beis, they discussed this at length. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Sheshes Tesili, the Kiyamte Mitzvah Tfilin. I never went Dalai Lamas without wearing my Tfilin. I always wore my Tfilin, Zog Drash, Yishal Holach, Arba Amas, Beloi Tfilin, Vechenin, and Tzitzis. Tasely, the Kiyamti Mitzvah Tfilin. V'om Rav Nachman, Tasely, the Kiyamti Mitzvah Tzitzis. Again, I did not go Dalai Lamas without wearing tzitzis. All right, we'll stop over here. The bottom of the Omid. Omale Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Brei de Rabbah.